News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Check school closings and delays on the cancellations tab, upper left-hand corner of our homepage. Faith Christian Academy in Wausau is closed today, and the Mercer schools are operating on a two-hour delay. For the first time since 2011, it looks like we have an agreement on a federal budget. It was brokered in part by Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. Details from Capitol Hill and Fox News Radio's Mike Emanuel.
After weeks of negotiations, budget chairs Republican Congressman Paul Ryan and Democrat Senator Patty Murray reached a budget deal that would fund the government for 2 years and remove the threat of government shutdown. Ryan praised the deal for cutting the deficit without raising taxes.
That means to me a budget agreement that reduces the deficit without raising taxes and replaces some of the arbitrary across-the-board spending cuts with smarter, permanent reforms that pay for this relief.
Ryan's counterpart, Democrat Murray, says it isn't perfect, but it's a start.
This deal doesn't solve all of our problems, but I think it is an important step in helping to heal some of the wounds here in Congress.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News Radio.
Wausau is one of several communities that's been working on a pay study comparing what they pay their employees to surrounding cities. Now they're ready to implement the results. Human Resources Director Mike Loy says this is a long process that has been worth it.
It's been over a year. We've put a lot of thought and depth into it, involved employees and a lot of management, and we're finally to the end result today.
Now, he says that there are going to be very few changes for existing city employees. He says the new pay scales and performance grading will start in 2014. Last night, the Marshfield Common Council gave the green light to a highly debated upscale apartment complex. City Planning and Zoning Administrator Josh Miller described just what the new buildings will look like.
The proposed development would allow for five separate buildings with 8 units apiece, totaling 40 units. Two of the buildings would be along McMillan Street, and then the other three would be set back further.
That complex will be just east of the Walmart in Marshfield. A Lac de Flambeau teen has avoided prison time in connection with stabbing his mother's boyfriend. 17-year-old Christian Soyer entered a no-contest plea to an amended felony charge concerning a January incident at his mom's home in Forest County. He'd initially been charged with first-degree intentional homicide. His plea agreement lets him plead guilty to lesser charges, and the judge put him on 3 years probation. He's also been credited with 319 days already served in the Forest County Jail. Well, you have to have a pretty serious case of the flu to land in the hospital, and flu-related hospitalizations are up, and they're happening earlier this year. Tom Haupt is with the State Health Department.
Hospitalizations have been a little bit early this year. Just in the past 2 days, we've had an additional 18 cases reported to us of hospitalizations due to flu, giving us a total of 71 for the year, which is early.
Now, Hopp points out this is Influenza Vaccination Awareness Week, and if you get the shot now, it will still take your body 2 to 3 weeks to build up its immunity. Yes, in some areas we've had icy and slippery roads, and in some parts of Wisconsin, cheese brine is being used as a de-icer. It's a byproduct of the cheese-making process. In Polk County, they've been using it since 2009, and Highway Commissioner Steve Warndahl says it works.
What we found here with our studies is that brine that comes off that cheese, it has a certain amount of organic left in it, and that organic allows it to remain unfrozen for a lower temperature than regular brine that you would manufacture.
The brine gets mixed in at an 8-to-1 ratio with regular road salt, and they say that it is much less expensive than just using rock salt by itself. Facebook is out with its 2013 Trends Report. The most added life event on users' timelines was a relationship or getting married. Pope Francis was the most talked about topic in the world, and the Super Bowl ranked number one in the United States. We're dealing with extreme cold this morning. Let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Keep an extra layer of clothing on for today. Once again, mostly sunny skies, breezy and bitter cold, a high around zero. West-northwest wind around 10 to 20 miles an hour. For tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 9 below zero. On your Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy and a little bit milder, a high around 11. Friday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow showers, high of 18. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, so this does appear to be the bottoming out day, the coldest day of this cold snap. If you'd like the latest watches, warnings, plus the hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast, that's all on our weather page, and you find it by going to WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.